Well, there is good news to share this morning. Amidst so much tension and vitriol in the news, in the wake of countless acts of violence and injustice around our world, on the tale of natural disasters that occur on a more than ever regular basis, as refugees and immigrants continue to seek safety and bombs continue to drop on already war-torn and weary cities, it seems like a good time for some good news. So hear the good news. God's love is transforming the world through you and through this community of faith. The people of Highlands United Methodist Church are responding to God's invitation and making good use of all that we have so that people's lives and our world are made different. It's something I get to see every single day when I look out upon what this congregation is doing, and I thought it was a good time to remind you. You see, this good news is at hand because of our faithful and passionate embodiment of the gospel. Now, this is kind of humorous to me as a church nerd, because the word gospel literally means good news. So when we embody the gospel, we literally are bringing good news to the world. So good news begets good news. So let's start with the good news of the gospel. This month we've been encountering parables, the stories of Jesus in our scriptures, and today we find several stories throughout the 25th chapter of Matthew. Matthew 25 has three distinct sections. The first is a wedding parable. In this parable, there's a group of bridesmaids waiting in the evening for the groom to arrive. As it gets later into the evening, everyone's lamps begin to run low on oil. And about half the bridesmaids, our scripture tells us half were wise and half were foolish. Half of them begin to run out of oil and the other half pull out the backup oil they brought with them. I assume these are also the bridesmaids who have the duct tape, the safety pins, and the shout wipes, right? These are the folks who are ready to go. And so they're there, they get their extra oil. But the other half, the foolish ones, they've got to run into town and go buy more oil. While they're in town buying their oil, there's a knock at the door. It's the groom. Those who were prepared, those who had everything they needed and were ready to respond, they're there to greet and to be a part of the celebration upon his arrival. The others miss it. Jesus tells this story to emphasize a very important truth. We never know when or where God is going to show up. This is enlightening, because we are invited at the wisdom of this parable to be ready for God to show up anywhere, anytime, and be ready to celebrate that arrival and do something about it. Some of the best moments in Highlands United Methodist Church's history have been those God is knocking kinds of moments. I know it's been a while since the Broncos made it to a Super Bowl, but when they do, we're the ones that host the United in Orange food drive. The last time we hosted one, we collected over 1 million donations for local food pantries. Then there's the time the floods hit Colorado, and we led the entire neighborhood in responding and creating the flood buckets for relief. There was our work in marriage equality and standing up for what's right. All the amazing neighborhood events during the teacher strike. We only had a couple days notice, and suddenly we doubled the size of our preschool to take care of children. All of these different kinds of events were not the result of years of strategic planning. They were the result of a congregation that was at the door waiting for the knock. I especially think about the preschoolers during the strike. We found out on Friday that there were going to be hundreds upon hundreds of children in our community with nowhere to go on Monday morning. And what did we see on Sunday? An entire congregation of people cleaning toys and vacuuming and setting things up and turning a giant empty room downstairs into space for children to learn. Because we said we need help and you said we're here. There is good news when this congregation responds. Then this afternoon, This afternoon, a lot of people will be out in our parking lot. Usually it's 1,000 to 1,500, but who knows? But we'll have a ton of folks out in the parking lot. There's, even with the weather, there will be music and food and children in costumes and pumpkin painting and bouncy castles. It's one of the things we said, hey, we've got space and there's people who want a place to be. Let's do something about it. And this isn't our only community event. We see hundreds of folks at the Taste of Highlands, and then the tree lighting with that brand new 23-foot tree. Oh, the thousands upon thousands of lights and the children singing songs and Santa reading stories. All of these things are times that we come together as a community and we share joy and we build relationship. These events happen because when the neighborhood had a need for space, when the neighborhood said, we'd love to do something, when they knocked, we were ready to answer. That's who we are. We are the congregation that answers when there's a knock at the door. And when the people who build relationships through our hospitality, when our neighbors need support, when they decide that it's time to find something deeper in life, when our folks in our community want to celebrate life and love or loss, they know us. And because we already have the relationship, they can trust us. And they become part of our family. I've always been amazed at the number of folks who've never walked in the building and sat in a pew on a Sunday, but say, oh yeah, that's my church if I need one. I'm all right with that. Hear the good news. The people of Highlands United Methodist Church are responding to God's invitation and making good use of all that we have so that people's lives and the world are made different. And our ability to respond to these moments is solely the result of your generosity. We say that prayer every single week, right? We offer what we have, what we do, and even more, who we are. See, what you choose to offer here, that is what we have to offer the world. There is no deep-pocketed foundation that buys socks for the homeless. That's you. There's no lottery winnings that are paying my salary as I sit with a dying child. That's you. There's no reclusive billionaire that supplements the cost of our facilities so they can be filled with children learning Hebrew from the Jewish families within our community. They can be filled with scouts who are learning to do service and be engaged in the community, support groups for those who are battling addiction. Nobody's funding that but you. Your generosity is what makes these things happen, and that is good news. You might be surprised. There's no magic cupboard filled with elves that wash the dishes after coffee hour so that we don't put trash in the landfill. That's you. Or are you just telling your husband that he's a magic elf because he helps with the dishes? That's great. That's great. And again, the Sunday school children don't learn stories of God's love sitting alone in a room. We have people who have offered their time that are there right now reminding every child that they are a beautiful gift to this world and who they are should be celebrated. Because someone's offering who they are. And those who are brave enough to walk through the doors of a church, and let's be honest, choosing to come to church, especially for the first time, is an act of bravery. When those brave people walk through our doors, our first-time guests aren't welcomed by the smile of their own reflection. It's your generosity that brings a welcome to them as they are greeted and invited in. Because you have chosen to do the best you can with all that you have been given, you are being stewards of all that you have. And this is again where the good news of our reality meets the good news of the gospel. After that parable about being prepared to respond when God sends opportunities, Jesus tells another story, a parable about putting what we have to work. So there's this guy. And he's about to head out on a long trip. And so he calls in three of his servants and he gives each of them some money. He gives one of them 5 valuable coins. To the next guy, he says, here's 2 valuable coins. And to the third, he says, here's 1 valuable coin. Now, the scripture doesn't tell us why he chooses to give 5, 2, and 1, but that's what he does. He decided to give them what he thought they were capable of using. So he goes away for a while, and the servants who got 2 coins and 5 coins, they start buying and selling and investing and trading. They are putting their coins to work and making things happen. And then the guy with 1 coin, he is really nervous that he's going to screw stuff up and lose what he was given. So he runs out back, digs a hole, and buries his coin in the backyard. Fast forward a little bit, and the man who began the story returns from his trip, and he calls his servants in and asks them, what'd you accomplish while I was gone? Well, the servant that had 5 coins made 5 more. Here's the 10. And the servant that had been given 2 made 2 more. And he's like, here's the 4. And the servant with 1 brought in that single dirt-covered coin and said, I didn't lose it. Oh, the man was livid. And he says some mean things, surprisingly pointed things for a Bible story. finally pointing out that if that guy had at least put the money in the bank, he could have at least earned some interest and kept his hands a lot less muddy. See, this is a stewardship parable. This is a parable about doing the best we can with all that we have been given. Jesus is asking, encouraging. Jesus is begging us to do something with all we have been given. It's why we as a congregation are invited to do the best that we can with all that we have in this place. I don't know about you, but when I look at my life, there are many places where I can acknowledge I'm spending money in ways that are basically metaphorical holes in the ground. You know, those places that we put things and they don't offer us anything in return, and sometimes even just disappointment. But Highlands United Methodist Church is a place that takes what it is entrusted with and multiplies it, because we do the best we can with all that we have been given. This is one of those times where I think it's important for us to remember that churches have to be good stewards too. We need to spend every dollar wisely. And we do so. We invite the leadership of our congregation to offer consideration and prayer and vision to give us guidance on how to do the best with what we're entrusted with. We also try to do the same with each and every single square foot in this building. Our space is an amazing asset. And over the last 7 years, we have multiplied what our space is capable of doing. It's easy, if you're only here on Sundays, to not know how busy this building is. The door on Osceola opens thousands of times every single week. Hundreds upon hundreds of families are impacted by this congregation every week, because instead of empty space, we've chosen to offer hospitality for justice programs and community education and elected officials speaking and being present with folks. We have yoga classes, preschool children. Oh, so many preschool children. We have youth groups, school fundraisers, Hebrew classes, networking groups, support groups. People being present, people being community. Mind you, this is also why the renovation of the garage and our parking lot over the last few years has been one of the most exciting things we've done in ages. We have created a versatile and inviting space that our neighborhood is so grateful for, and I hear it over and over again. All of this supported by your choosing to invest in what God is doing here. So hear the good news. The people of Highlands United Methodist Church are responding to God's invitation to make good use of all that we have so that people's lives and the world will be made different. And our responding to opportunities and being good stewards of all that we have, the faithfulness and generosity of the people of Highlands United Methodist Church does great things. And I want to thank you for that. We are doing the kinds of things Jesus asks us to do in the closing words of Matthew 25, where our good news brings the gospel good news to life. After these two parables, Jesus does something almost out of character. He just speaks directly without a story. Hear these words. Come, you that are blessed by the Lord, inherit the kingdom prepared from you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Truly, I tell you, just as you did it for one of the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it for me. I'll also remind you, the phrase, I was a stranger and you welcomed me, were the words that were on our marquee when it was vandalized for living out God's love for all people. These words that Jesus offers in Matthew 25, this is Christ's vision for what beloved community looks like. Beloved community. This is Christ's vision, if not for an outright instruction manual, for what it looks like for us to build a home where all belong. It's why we seek to fulfill this invitation literally and metaphorically every single day. We literally feed people. You make that happen. We also nourish the souls of the weary. We welcome literal strangers. But we also welcome the unique aspects of every person who enters here. Things that sometimes the world would call strange that we say, we love you. We literally care for the sick. But we're also working to address the sickness of deeper cultural issues like individualism, racism, environmental apathy. And as our bishop would remind us, clothing the naked isn't just about shirts and shoes, which we also do. But it's about protecting the dignity of those who have had it stripped away through injustice. And so again, I want you to hear the good news. The people of Highlands United Methodist Church, you are responding to God's invitation and making good use of all that we have so that people's lives and our world are made different. And I am so grateful to get to serve alongside you as we do. Amen.